You may have heard during the week on Radio Kerry News that two Kerry businesses have been shortlisted for the Irish Business Design Challenge, and this is run by the Design and Crafts Council Ireland. They'll find out this day next week whether they have won. Well, the challenge is all about applying design thinking to future-proof a business and to support customer needs. And here to tell us more about it is Tom Watts. He is Head of Design at Design and Crafts Council Ireland. Tom, good evening. You're very welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So the Irish Business Design Challenge, there are two Kerry businesses shortlisted, and I know you'll be announcing the winners shortly, but you might just tell us about the challenge. What exactly is it about?
So the Irish Business Design Challenge, this is the third year that we've run it. Design and Crafts Council of Ireland have decided to run this challenge to shine a light, I suppose, on businesses that are using design to improve the way that they operate. And then this year, we had a focus specifically on sustainability and circular design. So that brought greater focus to the types of businesses that entered. It wasn't, you know, as broad as previous years. It was much more focused around companies that are making great strides to improve their, not only their kind of carbon footprint, but also the way that they're reducing the amount of waste that they're sending to landfill, etc. So we were amazed by the amount of entries we had. We had 107 companies that entered, and that was shortlisted then down to 44. And as you say, there's two fantastic Kerry businesses that made that shortlist. One is Lily May in Dingle, and so they basically take end-of-life towels from hotels, etc., and repurpose those materials into swimming ponchos or different types of clothing with a really kind of eclectic colour range, and they're doing really, really well. And the second company is Evra Eco Drums. So they're an amazing company who are making drums that are totally out of waste materials. So the frame of the drum is made from plastic pipes, used fishing nets, safety belts, and end-of-life marine textiles. So things like sailcloths to form the cover on the drum. So they're preventing all of those items going to landfill as well. So I suppose that's the real achievement of these companies, is that not only are they doing something innovative, they're also preventing a lot of material being wasted.
Mm-hmm. And so they seem like ideal candidates really for this challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, across the board, the standard was really, really high. We were just super impressed by all of the companies, really. But, you know, then you obviously have to go through them. And I suppose there is a very natural division between Evra and, you know, companies like Lily May and other companies which were doing things which were touching on the sustainability, you know, and circular thing, but not as fully invested as those two companies are. And when we went to kind of make the shortlist, there was a whole kind of next level of companies that emerged as the ones that would be shortlisted. The ultimate aim of this competition is to raise the bar in terms of what's considered properly sustainable in this country. We have a fantastic judging panel. We have three real heavyweights of circular design in Ireland: Gwen Cunningham, she's the lead in NCID in circular; Sophie Reynolds from Circulera; and Elaine Butler from the Circular Design Institute. So the idea behind that was to get, you know, judges who were really going to go through these companies with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that what they were doing and the claims that they were making were fully legitimate and, you know, in line with circular values. And so I suppose for, you know, anyone who doesn't know about circular, the idea is that not only are you choosing the right materials to make your product from, but you're also thinking about the actual life of the product. And then ultimately, when it comes to the end of its life, you know, how you can think about the way that the product ends up. So a lot of companies will provide, say, a repair service, or they would offer to take the items back so that they can then reuse them again into the life cycle of products that they produce. So it's a really innovative approach to tackling the waste problem that we see with so many businesses.
Yeah, and obviously there is a huge emphasis on sustainability and the circular economy. Would you find that more and more businesses are putting the time into thinking about it and about moving in that direction?
Absolutely. And I suppose that's the thing, is it is amazing to see the amount of companies that are doing that and not only thinking about it, but actually implementing measures that are making a huge difference. It's like everything, you know, we had a huge amount of what we call micro businesses that entered, so that'd be businesses who have less than 10 employees. You know, they're startups or people just self-employed or, you know, one-man band, so to speak. And it's easier, I suppose, for a small operation like that to do the more radical things to move towards, you know, circular and sustainable options. But what's very encouraging is that a lot of larger businesses, it would be more difficult for them to implement measures kind of across the board. But a lot of larger businesses are engaging with us to find out how they can get guidance on moving towards more sustainable options. So in Design Week that we ran last November, for instance, we had an event called Circular by Design, which was run in collaboration with Circulera and MCAD. And we had huge brands like H&M and, you know, fashion brands turning up to learn about how these smaller companies are being sustainable and utilizing circular principles, and then seeing how they can adopt them into their larger operations. That's very encouraging, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose there is a bigger demand out there from customers, isn't there, for companies to be more sustainable?
Absolutely. And I think from a personal perspective, my huge learning experience on that one was at Showcase in January. So Showcase is Design and Craft Council's major craft showcase in the RDS every year. That was something that was a common theme, was that the sustainability agenda was being driven by the buyers and by the consumers who were coming onto the stands. And they were asking every single company of how they were making things, where the raw materials were coming from, where the manufacturing was happening. And actually, another learning as well is that it's actually what depreciated more than anything is honesty, I think, when it comes to sustainability. Like, there's a lot of smaller companies who have no option when they're starting out but to get something made in Portugal, because that's the only place where there's clothing manufacturing for small batches, etc. But I think consumers appreciate if someone's just at least being honest and saying, you know, at the moment I'm getting it from Portugal, but I want to move what we do back to Ireland. And it's then when you get a lot of people having that same conversation about moving production back here that you start to see that momentum towards someone starting up a business then that is around clothing manufacture or, you know, wool production in Ireland, which we don't have, which is crazy. But it's that supply and demand thing again, where, you know, if you've got enough demand for that service, someone will think about doing it and hopefully bring it back.
And there are plenty of supports out there for businesses who would like to become more sustainable.
Absolutely. And we would primarily like to see ourselves as the people to come and talk to about that, in terms of being the government agency with the kind of remit to help, you know, design and craft businesses to move in that direction. And I suppose we've learned a huge amount even over the last 12 months about how improvements can be made, and even in kind of areas that you wouldn't really expect. I thought one of the most interesting things about the whole Irish Business Design Challenge that we've just been through is kind of the judging process has been really, really interesting, in terms of if you're looking at it with your own understanding of what you think is sustainable, and then you hear what the judges who are true experts in circularity have to say, you'd be very surprised about what is kind of properly sustainable and what isn't. It's that kind of guidance to give to businesses to say, look, you just need to steer slightly more in this direction or that direction to kind of lead them to being properly circular, you know.
And Tom, just before we finish the Irish Business Design Challenge, you will be announcing the winners on Thursday of next week, the 13th. And of course, as you mentioned, yes, those two Kerry businesses, Ivra Ecodrums and Lily May, are two of the 44 companies shortlisted. There's a substantial prize for the winners in each of the three categories, is there?
There is. For the winner in each category, there's a €15,000 prize, and obviously all of the support and publicity that comes with that. And then there's a runner-up in each category as well, who will get €2,000 and obviously publicity and a push from us too. And then there's some highly commended businesses as well. So the plan is that, as I say, we want to create a new kind of benchmark for what is seen as and celebrated as properly sustainable in this country. And I think when everybody sees the businesses that have won, they'll be in agreement that they're doing the right thing and they're really innovating in the right way, and that if more businesses were to go that way, we could really make a major impact, you know.
Absolutely. Well, look, Tom, thanks so much for joining us and talking to us about that. And of course, best of luck to the two Kerry businesses, Evora Eco Drums and Lily May. Tom, for now, thanks so much for joining us.
That's no problem, Mary.
Tom Watts there, Head of Design at Design and Crafts Council Ireland, talking to us there about the Irish Business Design Challenge and about how micro, small and medium enterprises right across the country should be focusing on using design solutions to make their business more sustainable and efficient. And as he mentioned there, those two Kerry companies, Evora Eco Drums and Lily May, they are two of the shortlisted company in this challenge, and they'll be finding out this day next week how they've gotten on. So the very best of luck to them.